Trevor Alcorn, your team are safely through to the semi-finals of the Ulster Minor Football Tournament. What was your verdict of that handsome victory over Emmyville?
Verdict, from the very start, we didn't know what to expect. So we were very, very conservative going into the game. We were trying to maybe figure out what we were up against in the first 10, 15 minutes, like you have to do all the time in this competition, because you don't know what any of these oppositions are like. You might hear they have a good player here, they have a good player there, but it's very hard to gauge where you're at with teams like that. You know what I mean? They could have good players, we can have good players, but you can't gauge exactly how far you are away from them or how far you are ahead of them. So that was what we done in the first 15 minutes. The boys done uncharacteristic things in the first half, where we kicked a lot of wides early in the game, but that was probably going in against a team that we held, you know, we held the utmost respect for. So when we went into the game, we were thinking we were up against a big article here, so we have to be trying maybe get at them early, and we rushed stuff, you know, whereas we should have been a wee bit more patient and got a lot of scores on the board. We realised then maybe 15 minutes in, 20 minutes in, that we were a stronger outfit, and they were very unfortunate to lose one of their better players, or not one of the players we would have been looking out for. It was big Carl Geller, which was a big blow for them, saying their squad's light. So from then on, you know, I didn't want to get complacent or nothing like that there, or jump the gun, but we were comfortable all the way through after that. You know, it was a nice chance then to get game time for boys.
Yeah, it was a funny game because you were so dominant in the first half and you were 6-1 up, and the people in the stands were saying that it wasn't enough. And then Ryan McFadden got a goal, and it was probably a fortunate enough one, but yet you were probably good value for the 8-point lead at half time.
Probably I, with the amount of wides we kicked, definitely, and probably it was justice maybe to get that goal, but it was lucky. I mean, you can make them mistakes and miss them early scores and maybe not get that goal, you know, not get that cushion, and maybe them, I mean, it was 6-1, and all the time, I would still always worry. I know that people, you know, think, oh, everybody watching neutral saying, oh, that's a far better team. It's easy to say, but when you're sitting and you're wanting your team to get to advance, they don't up and got a goal, you know, at that early stage. That was 1-1 to 6. That was only a 2-point game, you know, after all your hard work. So games can change very, very easy, you know, they can change very, very quickly. So it was nice, that wee cushion. It did give us that cushion going at half time. It gave us I think it was an 8-point gap at half time, which was lovely. We still held respectfully, even though they only got a score, you know, we knew that they were dangerous. I mean, teams, they were dangerous, only we had very good players, stopping players that they, you know, that we would have knew about that were dangerous. So they could have, at any time, maybe stole a goal or got in for a goal and a point, or maybe two, you never know. We had the luck of the draw there the night. I mean, Ryan got two goals. He was actually smiling from ear to ear whenever he come past me going down the line, saying, like, I wasn't going for that, you know. But now that cushion gave us that advantage in the second half, and it was lovely then in the second half. I told the boys, go out, get this job done, so that we can give the boys that are in the line all year that work every bit as hard as the rest of us, get them game time and get them out in the grass as well, because they're mad and they were chomping at the bit to get out there. So that was nice.
Yeah, you know, it advanced to the semi-finals, which I believe is going to take place on St Stephen's Day against Kilcoo. Is Christmas cancelled in Termin this year?
I would say it is. People are already wondering where they're going to have their dinner, or are they going to go home for it, or just have it in Belfast. But it's tough to come up then just in 2 weeks' time. It's nice to have the break now and have our game next week. We know that Lavi, and I'm not sure who they're playing now, but and the other semi-final will play that next week, so they'll be afforded the chance of a 2-week break, which is nice, you know, coming out into a final. We're not going to have that much time to prepare either of the teams that won the semi-final on our side. You know, either of the teams are not going to have a lot of time to prepare, but it's still lovely to be in that position. I mean, unbelievable to be in an Ulster semi-final. It's the stuff of dreams. Like, and these boys took the first preliminary game. Every game is a bonus. You know, they didn't look past it. And now to be sitting in an Ulster semi-final, they're delighted with themselves in there. And yeah, Christmas is definitely cancelled in Dermot.